Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
You know, I thought of a scripture. There's so many scriptures, but I just thought of one that somebody may well have thought of. But it's in 1 John chapter 5, where John says, everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Now, where do we get faith from? Yeah, he's very willing to share that with us and to give us what we need. But faith is not simply, I believe this and I believe that, a mental thing. This is, God's going to give me something that I can do, something, some way that I can express that faith. Now, if I'm in a place where, let's say, I'm depressed, and the enemy is just oppressing my mind with all this is wrong, that's wrong, and somebody did this to me, and that, you know, and I feel bad, and on. We all experience those things from time to time. But if I'm sitting there, there has to be a place where we're just not focused on that. Isn't that the natural human tendency? If I'm in a battle, my whole focus is the battle. Oh, poor me. I'm in a battle. Why me? Why me? Well, we know why. Because the Lord wants us to be overcomers. But if I'm focused on the battle, how is that helping me? There has to come a point where, yes, I need to be honest about the battle. That's wonderful. That's exactly right. I need to be honest about what's going on. But then I need to be able to turn to Him and find the strength that I need to meet that situation. See, faith doesn't just look at that and say, poor me. Faith has to say, God has brought this brought me to this place. And His purpose for me is to do something in me that isn't going to happen any other way. And I need to rise up. And I need to exercise the faith, the strength that He gives me to look beyond that. And to see enough about what it's about. What I'm supposed to do here is be thankful, for example. To praise Him, to look to Him, to have an expectation towards Him. Praise God. If I'm anxious, if I'm just overwhelmed with anxiety about all the things that might happen, oh God, yeah, we know we can pray. That's absolutely part of it. But think about scriptures that talk about casting our care upon Him. For He cares. But there's a scripture in Psalm 55, cast your cares upon God, and He will sustain you, uphold you, different translations. Anybody here need to be sustained? Yeah. So if somebody's doing that, what are they focused on? Are they focused on the problems? Oh my God, no. Okay, I got it. Here it is, Lord. I'm looking to You to give me the strength to continue trusting in You, believing in You, knowing that it's going to be okay, that I have all the strength that I need because it comes from You and You love me. You know, it's kind of almost become a joke, I guess. But the message I preached about getting your butts in the right place enters into it here. Because there's a pattern, again, that you see in David where he is being honest and bringing his troubles to the Lord. The enemy has got him in a bad place and he knows it. And some of it's because he recognizes there's things in him that where he needs help. But over and over, that word but comes into it. And you find his attention shifting and saying, but I trust You, but I praise You, but I thank You. There's this turning of our attention to the Lord. And there's undoubtedly people here today that you're in a place where you're here and you're singing and you're smiling and I believe you believe it. But yet you're being oppressed right now. You're in that place where you're feeling it. And God wants me and every one of us to be able to get our butt in the right place when it comes to these things. There's a place for recognizing needs. They need to be left on the other side of but. Because whatever follows but is what's really in charge. And if we ever find ourselves saying like the one psalmist did, surely God is good to Israel, but as for me, then we're in a bad place. You see, God wants us to get to that place where we can absolutely get our butts in the right place and leave all of these things on the other side of it, but turn our attention to Him and to His faithfulness and His promises. To God be the glory. God wants to be present, not just in convention time, but all the time. God wants us to enjoy His presence. But we cannot focus on the problem and on the battle to the point where we get our eyes off of Him and the victory that He's already won at the cross. That doesn't always mean the problem's going to go away. It means we have strength to bear it. Like He says in 1 Corinthians 10, 13, is it? There's strength to bear it, to bear up under it. I don't have to rely on my own weakness and my own strength because that's going to leave me in a bad place. Thank God. Well, I thought of one other scripture that probably needs to be put in here. And it's in Joshua chapter 1. Because the Israelites were facing some real challenges. I mean, you think about looking at a land and there were some walled cities and big armies, and among those armies there were some giants mixed in, and they were facing some things that from a human standpoint were pretty scary. I don't know how many of you have seen that wonderful video of Asher acting out this verse. If you haven't, that's precious. Praise the Lord. But anyway, verse 9, have not I commanded you, be strong and courageous. So that's what we're supposed to be. Where do I get that from? See, that's a way of, that's my mental approach. That's how I see a situation. I don't look at the walls and the giants and the armies and say, oh my God, I'm in trouble. I look at that and I stand there and I say, yes, but God's with me. Okay? Be strong and courageous. Now, here's the other side, what you don't want to be. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Anybody, I won't ask you for a show of hands, but if anybody discouraged this morning because of what you're feeling and what you're going through right now, God doesn't want that for His children. If He has put you in a place where there is an oppression going on in your life, whatever form it takes, whatever the issue is, because we're all different. In one sense, we're all different. God wants His people to lift up their eyes, to look to Him, to find the strength that we need to be able to be courageous and to face something, to do the same thing that David did when he recognized the battle is the Lord's. And there he was in a humanly impossible situation facing a giant, and God gave him the victory. Praise God. Praise God. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Why? For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That's what the Lord is looking for from His people. Do you see that there's two things that you go back to the letters to the churches? God wants me to have a hearing ear. I don't need a religion to be handed down to me that I'm just supposed to observe. He wants me to have a relationship with God who is doing specific things in my life, dealing with needs, shaping me for His purposes. I need to be hearing what He's saying right now to me. I'm glad for what He said, but I don't live by bread only. I live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And He's going to help me to understand what's going on in my life. Do you believe God wants you to understand, at least in whatever measure is right for His purpose? He wants you to have an understanding in me so that we can respond in the way that He's told us to respond. So praise God. But then what He's looking for, regardless of what the situation is, whether it's overcoming or repenting or from a sin, or whether it's standing in persecution, or whether it's just holding on to what you have until I come. Don't you dare turn from that, because I'm going to be with you. Whatever the particular issue is in our lives, God wants to, one thing from us is to overcome, to be victorious. And He will give us what we need to simply stand fast and believe Him. The faith that He gives us will give us the victory. That just means continually. Now, what is my faith in? My faith is in my terrible circumstances. Things are so bad. Oh, my God. My faith is in all. No, our faith is not in the storm or the problem. Our faith needs to be lifted to Him and say, God, You have got me here for a reason, and I love You and I trust You. And I know that whatever I need to be an overcomer in this circumstance, You will give me. Whether it's to make the thing go away or whether it's to stand fast in spite of the thing. God wants to get us ready, not just for a convention, but for everything. So that we can stand fast and be united. And you know, when you're focused upon you, you're not exactly focused on anybody else. One thing that would be good to remember is when we find ourselves in a place of oppression, we're just conscious of it. Oh my God, the devil is just pressing in on me. You're not the only one. It's like I said the other night, I was so conscious of that. Every person, every honest person there could have said the same thing. When I experience that, you are experiencing it, and I need to get my eyes off of myself and do some praying for you. Guess what? If I'm really from my heart praying for you, there's life coming from God into me and out of me to you. That's kind of a good thing for me too, isn't it? Because I'm getting washed with some of that same water of life that God wants to pour. So I believe the Lord wants to encourage His people today. What He's looking for is to be an overcomer. I don't know what the particular issue is. You have every right to go to the Lord and ask wisdom. Let Him look wherever He needs to look in your eye and your heart. Don't cling to anything from your own life, because if you hang on to that, the devil's always got a place he can grab a hold of and bring you down. But God has absolutely delivered us through the cross, but He sure wants our participation, doesn't He? He is faithful. So God is, we're called to be overcomers. I guess that's probably as good a title as any. Called to be overcomers. I hadn't really thought too much about a title, but there's nothing new that I have said this morning, but somehow I felt like this was needed right now. I think the Lord knew that. Because no matter what we know up here, it's what we are experiencing in our actual, practical, everyday lives that really matters. What good is what we know in our heads if it doesn't make a difference in our lives? But I'll tell you, God is faithful. We're okay. We just need to start where we're at and look to Him. Don't need to beat ourselves up about where we're not. Just, this is where I'm at. Lord, You brought me here, and You're going to take me on. And You love me enough to talk to me, to help me to understand, to help me to reach up and find the help that we need. So to God be the glory.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.